Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two. That means we welcome in Ross Tucker. And our show is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Hey, football fans, who's ready to score some free bets? Now you can when you bet any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. When a team scores, you score. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use code KSN, bet $1 on either team to score, and win $100 in free bets. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And we do welcome in Ross Tucker. Ross, this game last week against Michigan was just so frustrating. And I think it was because, despite all the problems on the offensive line, the lack of running game, with all that said, it was still a very winnable game, wasn't it?
It really was, Jim. And I've got a lot to say about this one. I got a lot of notes on the rewatch. And I think one of the things that's probably most frustrating, Jim, is that a lot of the things, they've been issues all year, you know, that they just haven't really been able to figure out or fix. I was especially frustrated early in the game because of the mental errors by the offensive line. It was like twice they didn't block the defensive ends at all. I don't know what happened on the one. The other one, it looked like they were trying to change up the blocking scheme to kind of throw the Michigan defensive end off, and he was just Ojabo, 55, was just totally unblocked. So the O-line mental errors were disappointing, but really that was just the first couple mistakes. That was really on the first drive. I didn't see mental mistakes, Jim, after that. And I will give the coaching staff some credit. They started to leave the tight end in, the chip on his way out a little bit. They started to have the running backs chip as well. They started to give those guys some help that they clearly needed. And while there were still more sacks, I think it needs to be noted, while I'm keying in on the offensive side of the ball, Sean Clifford's pocket presence is just not good enough. I'm surprised it hasn't improved over the years. I think he does a really nice job when he takes off and runs, especially early in that game, Jim. The quarterback run was very effective. He's tough as nails. I love how much he cares. And he throws well when he's on the move, actually. One of the best things Penn State does is when Clifford's on the move, looking downfield and throws it. But his pocket presence, I mean, he took, I would say, 3-4 maybe sacks that you just shouldn't take. And maybe it's easier said than done, and I'm just a former O lineman, and I never played quarterback. And look, all of that might very well be the case. And I'll say, okay. But still, man, I feel it's very frustrating for me when it's clear that a guy can throw the ball away and he takes sacks. And in fact, Dan Orlovsky even mentioned it on the broadcast a couple times. He kind of ran himself into sacks. You know, he stepped up into sacks. So unfortunately, it's just not good enough. We can get into some of the specifics about the last drive or the fake field goal. I'm sure that you'll want to ask me. I still don't think they throw the ball to Jahan Dotson enough. They throw it to him a lot. I still think they should throw it to him more. I will say this, though. It might have been the best job run blocking the O-line did all year. There were a lot of holes, Jim. And unfortunately, Penn State's running backs are not very good. Whether it's the vision to see the hole in the first place or to ever make a guy miss or break a tackle. I you know, we got spoiled with Saquon and Miles Sanders and Journey Brown. You can almost never see a broken tackle or making a guy miss. The running backs are very pedestrian. And compare and contrast them to Hassan Haskins, who was breaking tackles left and right. I got to take a breather, Jim. I'll let you say something and tee me up. I'm frustrated.
Okay, well, frustration is the word of the week for me after this game, Ross. And look, I will get into a couple of the specifics, but first let me ask you about Sean Clifford. Something I think I noted, but I want to get your take on it. It seemed like early in the game, as you said, he was running effectively, but it looked like he gets beat up a bit, and it becomes all of a sudden he doesn't, the running part of his game disappears. And it seems like also then he's less likely to get out of the pocket and run. And that's when some of the other things happen where he stays in there too long and doesn't throw the ball away. Is that, do you think that's happening to him?
Yeah, I think that that's fair. And I think that that's probably normal. I think that that is on some level understandable. And that's part of the reason why football is a physical, violent game. And it's why you want to hit the other team as hard as you can, because it does wear them down and it does affect how they perform. It's unnatural when you're hurting to want to get hit more often or to want to sacrifice your body more often. I think that's a good observation, Jim.
Let's get into the couple specific things that you were talking about. The fake field goal. And I don't think of it as hindsight, because after they did the fake punt, and I thought got very fortunate that it worked, when they lined up for the short field goal, I was like, oh, please, don't let this be a fake. That was ahead of time. And I think a lot of other people felt the same way. I do believe it was right to go for a touchdown. You're up 3-0, making it 6-0 when you've dominated the game. But why not just use your normal offense? Worst case scenario is you leave Michigan on their 2-yard line or 1-yard line and have to go the length of the field against your defense.
So it's a great question. The first thing is, I'm not a big believer in criticizing decisions after the fact in hindsight. Right? Because if it was wide open and they got a touchdown, we'd all be like, great call. I love it. Awesome call. Right? That said, it did feel like they were pressing their luck a little bit after the fake punt went well and they got the fake punt, which, by the way, was a heck of a throw by Stout on the fake punt. So you win some, you lose some, I guess, with the fakes. And they got the fake punt to work, and I think it emboldened them a little bit. I don't think kicking the field goal would have been the right decision. I think going for it would have been the right decision. And that's sort of the problem with a fake field goal from the 2, is I feel like the defense is on red alert for a fake. Because nowadays, it's almost rare for teams to kick a field goal from the 1 or the 2. They usually go for it. So it's not a good place on the field to do a fake, because they're kind of ready for it. They're kind of geared up for it. And clearly Michigan was all over that one. But that's a hindsight one a little bit. I don't love the decision, but I also don't love killing coaches when we know what happened after the fact.
All right, let's talk about that last drive then. Almost 3.5 minutes left in the game. You have all three of your timeouts. I think the one great advantage a team has at that point is everything is four down territory. You have four downs to make 10 yards. Penn State then, it appeared to us fans, low percentage plays where they went deep to Cam Sullivan Brown, who we think of as your fourth, fifth receiving option, and you're going deep to him with low percentage plays. What did you see with those play calls?
Yeah, I was surprised. Now, I think in fairness, for the second one, I think Dotson was out, correct?
Correct.
And maybe Clifford thought that number 6 was number 5. I don't know. But You know, I rewatched it this morning on the BTN in 60 or whatever it's called, and I was disappointed in those plays. You know, really disappointed. You got to come up with something better than that. Cam Sullivan Brown on fades twice late in the game. Where's Parker Washington? Where's the tight ends? Where's anybody else? But then even before that, who's 80? Malik Omega,
yes.
Yeah, they threw it to him. He actually caught it, but then went right down to the ground. I don't have a great explanation for that. They also do a really poor job on some of these short throws. I mean, Clifford throws a hard and behind him. They're a tough team to watch at times, Jim. I'm sorry. I know these are all Penn State fans, but they're a tough team to watch sometimes. Some of the throws that should be easy completions aren't. The running backs aren't able to go ahead and get any type of separation, breaking, any kind of tackle. Here's the thing I thought too, writing this down. Michigan was the better blocking and tackling team. Sometimes it's not that complicated. Michigan was the better blocking and tackling team, even though I thought Penn State run blocked pretty well. Haskins clearly much better than the Penn State running backs. Can you imagine what Penn State's season would be like if they hadn't gotten Ebba Cady to transfer, Jim?
He's been fantastic.
I mean, that guy is – he's the best defensive player they got, and he's probably the second-best player on the team behind Jahan Dotson. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal player. And I've said this before. I'll say it again. I know he makes a decent amount of tackles. Maybe it's all about expectations. I kind of expected more from Brandon Smith.
Real quick. I
had higher hopes for Brandon
Smith. On Brandon Smith, and it was the case in the game, there was a big play where it seems like he looks to blow up the runner.
Yes.
Instead of wrapping him and tackling him.
All he had to do was make the tackle, but he tries to just deliver a blow. He tries to deliver these knockout shots. And that was a critical mistake. That would have been for a first. That would have stopped him and gotten him off the field. And he just tried to give the guy a shot, thinking he could knock him over. I don't know who got that in his head that that's a good idea. And maybe part of it's in comparison to Micah Parsons, but it's frustrating.
It really is. And as you said, this has been a season-long thing with him, not just showing up this game. All right, Ross, that's it for quarter number two. Everyone stick around. Next quarter, we're going to ask Ross.
Who's ready to score some free bets? You can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.